This is VPR. I'm Henry Epp. Deep in the town library in Brandon, Vermont, historian Kevin Thornton found the story of one Civil War widow, Frankie Davenport, who dedicated herself to finding her husband's remains and to shaping how her town remembered the war. Thornton tells that story in his new film, Death in the Wilderness. I spoke to him and asked how Frankie Davenport went about her search.
Her only hope was to find the man who had buried him. When the Civil War ends, there's something called the Grand Review. The victorious Union armies march through Washington, and she knows that this man, his name was Shreves, was going to be there, and that that was her only chance to find him because the armies disbanded incredibly quickly with just a couple of weeks. So she goes to Washington to search for the only man who could find her husband, and he's a needle in a haystack. She goes and just through sheer diligence finds him. And then she has to charm his commanding officers into lending him to her for a couple of days. And then she has to travel from Washington to Fredericksburg and then to the battlefield. And then she has to find the body of her husband and then dig it up. So it's an arduous journey.
What was that motivation for her to find the body?
For one thing, she's a Victorian. And so the memorialization of death is really important to the Victorians. She felt that she couldn't rest until she knew her husband was lying in an appropriate place. And then there's the whole sense of duty that she had to him, that the duty to do right by him, the duty to honor him. Those things were very, very important to her, in her entire life, really.
So later on, she eventually marries Ebenezer J. Ormsby, who served as governor of Vermont for 2 years. And they became, from my understanding from your film, they sort of were at the forefront of memorializing the Civil War in the state in the post-war era. Is that accurate?
They're most prominent in their town, Brandon, in memorializing it. For them, it's personal. She lost her first husband. He lost his brother. One of the things that's important to me in the film is to recapture that this issue was personally important to people because people they loved had died, and they never forgot that. It's that sense of loss permeates Vermont, and it's critical to understanding the post-war years to remember that.
And in the film, you talk about sort of that to them, that there was more to it than just memorializing, but also that their loved ones had died for a cause and for something. Is that right?
Yeah, that's very, very, very important. And I think, again, that gets back to the personal, that when someone you love dies suddenly, you know, a healthy young man with a future, the immediate question is why? And people do ask themselves that question, and she does as well. In the immediate aftermath of her husband's death, it's, well, why did this happen? What good did it do? But as the years pass, they point to the great achievements of the war, that it freed 4 million people from slavery. That's a world historical achievement. It saved the United States. It preserved the Union. They see themselves as having sacrificed their loved ones in order to create a better world.
So the way in which we remember the Civil War in this country is still being hotly debated as Confederate monuments have become controversial. Some are being taken down. In light of that, what do you see as the significance of the Civil War monuments here in Vermont, which are really memorializing the other side of the war?
Vermont Civil War monuments are ignored, and they really shouldn't be. So that's one thing I think we should take from this, that we have these magnificent pieces of public art all over the state, and people don't notice them. They haven't looked at them. They're just part of – become invisible to people. So I think one good thing that could possibly come from this is that people in Vermont could take a renewed pride in their Civil War monuments. And the other thing is that Vermont Civil War monuments, and that generation was extremely conscious of this. To these people, they're monuments to the suppression of a rebellion against liberty, and they're completely adamant about that, and they say it all the time. They say it over and over and over. This is a war of a rebellion, and what Vermonters did was suppress a rebellion and free people and save a nation.
Kevin Thornton's film Death in the Wilderness screens tomorrow at the Middlebury New Filmmakers Festival. Kevin, thanks for speaking with me.
You're welcome. Thank you.